Birmingham City leaders are in a battle with Nashville, Austin, Atlanta, and they're battling over attracting young professionals. A revived downtown, food trucks, and breweries, they're all seen as part of that, but the real key seems to be jobs. We talk about that in this afternoon's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Crawford. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
So these notions of what young professionals or millennials want come from a Birmingham Business Journal survey. So give us an overview of what you found.
Well, we actually asked 50 young professionals a series of questions about Birmingham, specifically what made them move here or stay here. What do they think Birmingham could do better to keep them and attract other people like them? And we got a lot of positives, like how much change is happening downtown. So more are wanting to live downtown. They love the new parks like Regents Field and Railroad Park. So we're hitting on a lot of quality of life factors that millennials are looking for.
Well, what's holding the city back?
Okay, yeah. So the downsides to Birmingham that are quality of life related were about regulations that pushed food trucks out of downtown or to a certain area of downtown, that banned this cool new age transportation movement, Uber. But there was another glaring problem with our interviews, and that was jobs. Not just having enough jobs, but what kind of jobs that we're offering that would keep them here for the long term.
What are city leaders doing to attract and retain young professionals then?
The BBA, the Business Alliance, just started this Onboard Birmingham program this summer, and it serves as kind of like an orientation to the Birmingham community and what Birmingham is about. And they say they started it because young professionals tend to stay in a city because of its culture and a connection that they feel to this culture. So showing them what the city is about from the get-go, they hope, will gain their loyalty and longevity.
Well, for all the talk of a new economy of healthcare and the service sector, Alabama is actually still heavily invested in manufacturing. And while manufacturing has seen a surge of activity recently, it can also mean a lot of uncertainty. Where are you seeing that uncertainty?
Yeah, the state used to hang its hat on manufacturing, especially steel. But we're finding that steel and other heavy industrial firms are struggling with the loss of revenue. And much of that is because of this fluctuation in prices, especially like coal, which is used to power the steel plants. And that has led to some job cuts. We've got one plant in particular, this Harsco Metals, that worked with steel plants that is closing its Birmingham location and taking 50 jobs with it because times are that tough.
Well, where are the bright spots for Alabama manufacturing?
Well, one thing we'll say often these days is thank goodness for automakers. The car plants in Alabama keep us on the national map for manufacturing, and then aerospace is starting to climb. So diversification in manufacturing plants will keep that portion of our economy afloat as the historically big guys drop.
Well, finally, hospitals, of course, want to provide quality care for their patients, but there is a bottom line, too, and sometimes those can conflict. That's being made apparent because of regulations in the Affordable Care Act. So, Cindy, what is this bind of sorts that hospitals can find themselves in?
The business of health care is a balancing act between customer service, so that's healing people when they're sick, and making money. So the quagmire that they're in now is the change of that revenue model from fill up the beds to bring in profits to get them in, fix them, and get them out, and fix them good enough so that they don't have to come back. Because under the Affordable Care Act, Medicare won't fully reimburse hospitals if a patient comes back with the same problem within a month.
Well, how do hospitals deal with that?
Yeah, a lot of hospital administrators are really worried about this payback rule, particularly because of the aging population that is unfortunately more likely to need care and become repeat visitors. So hospitals are starting programs focusing on geriatric care to keep the elderly healthy longer.
Cindy Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.